Proverbs 4. It says, get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Keep going. Hallelujah. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Number 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, he repeats it, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Verse 8. Exalt her. Now he's talking about wisdom. He says to exalt her and she will promote you. This must be something important. If he's asking you to get it and he's telling us what he will do for you. He says he will preserve your life. And he says she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. Verse 9. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. So I want to begin to talk about wisdom. And we're going to be looking at what it means, the value of wisdom, the importance of wisdom, how it affects our lives. It affects every minutiae or every aspect, every detail of our lives. God wants us to live our lives with wisdom. He wants us to walk in wisdom because we are not able to live a successful life, a fulfilling life, or a satisfactory life without wisdom. You know, let's go back to verse 7. Look at what it says in verse 7. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. You know, the word principal means the first in order of importance. Is the principal thing. That's what it means. The first in order of importance is the chief thing. Wisdom is the chief thing. Wisdom is the main thing. That's what it means, that it is principal. It is the primary thing that we need to get in life. The primary. You know, it tells us that wisdom is better than silver and gold. You know, so wisdom is so important that God wants us to get it. So it says it is the principal thing. Look at the New Heart English Bible translation of verse 7. Verse 7. Wisdom is supreme, it says. It says wisdom is supreme. Get wisdom. See, I really want us to look at those words. I know these are scriptures that you're familiar with, but we want to go into detail and unpack what the Bible is telling us to do here. It says wisdom is supreme. It is higher and more important. It is the first thing. It is the main thing. It is the chief thing. It is the principal thing. Get wisdom. If it asks us to get it, it means you can't have it automatically. You can't just wish that you will have wisdom. You've got to get it. It says, get wisdom, yes, though it costs all your possessions. Get understanding, amen. Even though it costs you everything, because if you get wisdom, you get everything with it. So wisdom is what going for. And that's what we want to begin to do today, to obey what God has asked us to do. And what has he asked us to do? To get wisdom. No, one thing you notice about the word get, if he asks you to get something, it means that thing is available. Amen? You know, if you were going to the shops, maybe going to Sainsbury's or Tesco's or Waitrose, wherever you shop, Marks and Spencer's, and I say, when you get there, you get some milk. What it means is that milk is available. Otherwise, you can't get it. And it also means that we need milk. So if the Word of God says to get something, it means it is available, but not everyone is getting it. The only way you can have it is to do what? To get it. So get, that word get means it is available. It also means that you have to be proactive. It's not something that comes passively. You can't be wise by not doing anything. In order to have wisdom, to live life with wisdom, you've got to go for it. It says, get it. It starts from verse 5 to say, get wisdom, get understanding. It is a proactive business. And many times we live life without wisdom. You know, we are not supposed to do anything without wisdom. He says, with all your getting. What does it mean with all your getting? Get understanding. What he's saying is that with all your getting, anything you get in life, you must get wisdom with it. You see, if I get married, I must have wisdom on how marriage works. This is key. The Lord began to put this in my heart that he wants his people to begin to walk with wisdom. Because wisdom will make you avoid many heartaches in the world. We are not to live, what's the opposite of wisdom? Foolishness. You know, the Bible talks a lot about the wise man and the foolish man, a lot, and we're going to go into that a lot. You know, if you are not getting the results that you need to get in life, it's because we need wisdom. Wisdom is crying out, the Bible says, I think in chapter 8, it says wisdom is crying out on the streets. It's crying out. He's longing for people to embrace it. It's going on the walls of the cities, at the gates of the cities. Wisdom is crying out. There's the wisdom of God available because we need wisdom to live. It is the principal thing. It is the supreme thing. It is the chief and the main thing in life. Anything, you know, if I become a parent, the first thing I do is not just to begin to dance and say, I'm now a parent. The first thing I should do is what? Get wisdom on how to be a good parent. If I get a job, you know, not just rejoice that I've got a job and I'm going to get paid at the end of the month. What is the first thing I should get? Wisdom. This is what this scripture is talking about. He said, get it, get wisdom, get understanding with all your getting. It is supreme. He says, though it costs you all your possessions, get wisdom. Hallelujah. Amen. So there are definitions of wisdom that many of us are familiar with. I will quote some of them. They're also correct. But the Lord inspired a definition in my heart, which I will also give to you. One of the definitions of wisdom is the application of knowledge. So wisdom is different to knowledge. So if you get knowledge in anything, when you apply that knowledge, that is wisdom. Do you know there's a lot of knowledge in the world? There's a lot of people that have a lot of knowledge. It would be better to have 2 bits of knowledge and use them than to have 1,000,000 bits of knowledge and never use it. Because wisdom will bring results for you. It is the knowledge that you make use of that you get the results of. So it is the application of knowledge, the ability to judge what is true or what is right. You'll be able to make the right judgments. That's wisdom. You know, wisdom also means to be skillful. To be skillful. When you have somebody who is skillful in a particular art, in a particular area, that is wisdom. Amen. Wisdom also means insight, prudence. And wisdom also means common sense. How many know that common sense is not common? Amen. It is not common, even though it's called common sense. That is, you are able to look at something and you say, look, this is what needs to be done. That is what needs to be done. Let me show you something. Proverbs 10, verse 21. Proverbs 10, verse 21. It says, the words of the godly encourage many, but fools are destroyed by their what? Lack of common sense. You know, can anyone give me an example of someone not using common sense? Or maybe you haven't used common sense. You know, at different times, we also act foolishly. We're not all wise all of the time. You know, one of the things that could be lack of common sense is, can you imagine somebody applied for a job? And then they got the job. And then when they get to the job, they refuse to work. Does that make sense? Oh, you didn't answer. No, it doesn't make sense. Because common sense will tell you that once you get a job, what should you do? Yeah, but some people go to work to talk rather than to work. There's no common sense that. You know, but you wonder, why would some people do that? Because they are not getting wisdom. It does not come automatically. With that job, you must get wisdom. You must make wisdom number one. When you make it number one, it will teach you what to do when you get a work. It will teach you what to do when you become a student. What do students do? They study. Have you ever seen students who don't study? It's because of lack of wisdom. Amen. Not knowledge. Lack of common sense. Amen. Common sense. So it's because of that. But you know, the definition that God planted in my heart is this. To be skilled in using your abilities, your knowledge, your behavior, your actions, and your words to produce good, desirable, and lasting results all of the time. Did you catch that? I'll repeat it again. To be skilled, because wisdom is skill. You have to be skilled. That is, you've learned, you've mastered the art of doing things right. It's to be skilled in using your abilities, your knowledge, your behavior, your actions, and your words to produce good, desirable, and lasting results all of the time. Praise God. So in every area, in your personality, you've got to apply wisdom. In your character, you've got to apply wisdom. So when people meet you, they meet a person of wisdom because of what is coming out of you. Your behavior, your actions, your talking, the way you do things, the way you handle things, the way you relate with people, everything you are doing in life, because wisdom is the principal thing. And we need to begin to walk in wisdom in those areas, in our work, in our career, in our marriage, in our businesses and relationships, within the community. You know, they've got to know you as a wise person. How would they know? They will see the end result of your life, the outcomes that come out of you. Praise God. So how does this work in practice? How can you tell when wisdom is at work and when, what is the other one? Foolishness is that. How can you tell? You can tell whether you're working wisely or you are not. And we're going to be looking at characteristics, because the Bible actually, in giving us a proper definition of a wisdom, it contrasts it with foolishness. Because that's the best way to actually let people understand what wisdom is. And so you find that a lot in the book of Proverbs and in the book of Psalms, which we'll be looking at a lot. Because God is saying there's great things that he has stored ahead of us. You know, he said this year is a year of elevation, but we need wisdom. We need wisdom on how we conduct ourselves, how we handle our lives, how we do the things that we do. We don't walk foolishly, we walk wisely. Wisdom, so the first thing about wisdom is that wisdom builds. Wisdom always builds. What will foolishness do? Foolishness tears down. You see, the way you know that wisdom is at work is that it is building something. It is building lives. It is building homes. It is building families. But you know what foolishness does? It pulls things down. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs 24 verse 3, it says, through wisdom, a house is built. Say, through wisdom, a house is built. How many people have used, you know, in your home, you've deliberately found wisdom on how to build your home? We deliberately say, well, for this home to prosper, for this home to be solid and stable, for this family to be strong, we need wisdom. But you know, we don't do that. What we do, we just carry on and we expect the house to be built and to be solid. But the Bible says through wisdom, that's how a house is built. And we said something about wisdom. You need to get it. It is not automatic. And it is something you do deliberately. It is active. I've got to ask for it. You know, James chapter 1, verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. This is a big deal. I don't know how to parent. I don't know how to be a good husband. I don't know how to run marriage. But there's somebody who knows. Who knows? God knows. And he gives what? He gives wisdom. In fact, James said, if I lack wisdom, let him ask of God who gives liberally. Liberally. God will give you wisdom generously because he knows you need it. Oh, glory to God. You know, as I traveled and journeyed around, you know, this past week, past few days, I saw the importance of wisdom. Well, wisdom can really help you do to achieve. And in every detail, I remember asking God for wisdom on everything. There are things that were not clear to me. And I said, Lord, as I go, let your wisdom prevail, that you will teach me. You know, one of the things about getting wisdom is that you've got to be humble. You've got to let God know that you don't know. You are not a jack of all trades. Amen. And you are not master of all. Hallelujah. You've got to come to the position where you say, concerning my child, concerning my studies, concerning this area, any part of your life, what should you go for first? Get wisdom. Get wisdom. So it says, through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. It is established. Anywhere that somebody is pulling down what has been built, that's foolishness. So the first way to recognize a person who is wise is they have a desire to build. They see lives that are broken, they have a desire to mend those lives. That's what Jesus was. The Bible says he went about doing what? Doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Jesus is a builder. He said, I will do what? I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Any area of your life, are you building or are you tearing down? That's how to identify wisdom. Wisdom always builds. What does he say about God? He said, through wisdom, the Lord, he built this world. Amen. Through wisdom, he established this world. He used wisdom. God himself built his own house by wisdom. The heavens were established by the wisdom of God. So I need wisdom in every area of my life. So if a home is being built, there's wisdom there. If somebody is tearing it down, that's foolishness. If a family is being built, you know, there are families that, I need to touch in this area because do you know that if you are fighting with a family member, you are losing out? Because God created us for families. And it is lack of common sense to fight my sister. And I'm not using common sense as a derogatory thing. I'm just saying it. Is the way the Bible uses it. Can you imagine me not talking to my sister, not talking to my brother, for whatever reason? What does that mean? I'm not building. I'm not building a relationship. Sisters, not talking to each other. Brothers and sisters, not talking to church members, not talking to each other. What are they doing? Are they building? No, they are pulling down what God has established. So wisdom, the first thing you need to know about wisdom is that it builds. It builds. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 27. You know, when God was building the earth, when he was creating the world, wisdom was there. Look at it. It says, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. Anywhere things are being built, it is a sign that wisdom is present. Don't associate and don't allow people who want to tear down. You know how long it's taking you to gain all the knowledge that you've gained? How long it's taking you, maybe those of you that have family, you have all of that. How long it's taking you as a family to come together and then somebody comes who wants to tear it down? And most times we're actually using our own hands to pull down our homes. You know, there's another scripture, I don't have it here. It says, a wise woman does what? Builds our home, but a foolish one uses her hands to tear it down. How does she do that? It's not only women, it applies to men as well. There are many men who pull down their homes. So what I'm telling you now is that we need wisdom, and wisdom is for building. What does the Bible say? The thief does not come but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. See, the thief is a fool. The devil is a fool because he only tears down. He doesn't build. God is the only one that builds. And the enemy, he says, he come not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Are you a builder or a, what would you call it? A tearer down. Amen. Glory to God. Let's keep reading that verse. It says, I was there when he drew a circle on the face of the deep. Wisdom is saying, I'm in the detail of everything that God made. Wisdom helps to design your life. It helps to build your home. It helps to do everything. So if you can go for wisdom, if I can get wisdom, I get all of the benefits. Next verse. When he established the clouds above. Okay, let's go to 28. Have you got 28? When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. Can you see the work that wisdom is doing? Wisdom is helping to establish. Wisdom is helping to strengthen. You know, in our lives, we need strengthening, isn't it? Our homes need strengthening. Our lives, our futures, our careers need strengthening. This is wisdom. Wisdom does it for you. If God needed wisdom, I surely need wisdom. That's why I said wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Verse 29. When he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, verse 30, then I was beside him. Hallelujah. Wisdom is letting us know, it's crying out, it's telling you now that I was there with God. I helped God. I was part of the work to get it done. If God had to build using wisdom, I surely need wisdom to build. We need wisdom to build the church, to do the work that we do in the church. And, you know, this is a call for us not to just do things the way we do them anymore, to begin to ask God for wisdom. Praise God. And the wisdom for us to do it is available. Hallelujah. And it's important that I am not tearing down, but I'm building. Proverbs 18, verse 6. Are you a builder or a destroyer? Are you building or are you tearing down? You know, this is a very honest question I can ask myself wherever I am. You know, that's how to walk in wisdom. I'll ask myself, if I go somewhere, am I helping to build or am I pulling it down? If I go into a family, people invite me into their homes, will I help them to build it? Or will I be pulling it down? It says to be skilled in your what? In your abilities, in your knowledge, in your actions, your behavior, your words, because you can tear down with your words. Do you know that one of the greatest ways we tear things down is words? One of the things that destroys homes and marriages is what? Words, words, words. It is not wise to speak wrong words. Hallelujah. Are you a builder? Ephesians chapter 4. Well, let's look at Proverbs 18 first. Proverbs 18, verse 6. It says, a fool's lips bring what? Strife. Just lips. So what will I do if I want to walk in wisdom? I'm going to watch my tongue. Because my tongue can pull down. And my tongue can build. Do you know that you can destroy a child by your words? So every time I'm approached any situation concerning my children, concerning my marriage, everything, doesn't matter what I see, I've got to make sure my behavior is wise. I've got to act in wisdom. I must not act as I feel. I must use wisdom because wisdom is what? The principal thing. My actions, my behavior, my words have to be based on wisdom. When, you know, wisdom said I was there when God established the earth. Do you know what God did when he established the earth? The Bible says the earth was without form and void. Did God come and say, oh, look at all this void. Look at all this emptiness. Look at all. If God has said that, it will remain so. God built. He said, let there be light, and there was light. God spoke what will build the earth, what will establish the earth, because God was working with what? Wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore, get wisdom. Hallelujah. And with all your getting, get understanding. It says, a fool's lips bring strife, you know, brings quarrel, and his mouth calls for what? For blows. You know, growing up, I experienced this a lot. All fights will start with words. And we knew people that would get into a fight. Because as soon as they arrive anywhere, you know, maybe we're playing football and we're all enjoying ourselves. As soon as they turn up, there's going to be trouble. And they will just say something, and want somebody, maybe he was about to score a goal, and he hears what they said. He leaves the goalpost, and he runs after them. And then we start fighting. That's what we just fight and fight. People fought just because somebody spoke. Now, this is serious because that's the same thing happening in our homes, isn't it? We are allowing that to happen in many places. We can stop it by being wise and have skill in the way we use our tongue. We go for it. If you don't learn how to speak well, you will speak anyhow. It doesn't come automatically. I've got to find out how to talk to my wife, how to talk to my children. She has to learn how to do what? How to talk to me, how to talk to the children, because I'm either building or tearing down. Praise God. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. We've got to go for wisdom. Go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. We want to become skillful in the way we do our things. Wisdom always thinks ahead. Wisdom thinks of the outcome. Foolishness only thinks of how you feel now. It's the way I feel now that foolishness does. But wisdom always thinks before he acts. Foolishness acts first and tries to think later. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe God is speaking to us today. He wants us to begin to be wise so that we have successful homes, happy homes. And before I go here, actually, let me give you some of the benefits of, I'll come back to that. Let me give you some of the benefits of wisdom. In that Proverbs 4 that we read, verse 5, it says wisdom will do what? It will preserve you. It will preserve you. If you walk in wisdom in any area of your life, it will preserve you. It will preserve you. It also talks about wisdom will keep you. It will keep you. That is, it will guard you. That's a benefit, isn't it? Wisdom will keep you. That is, before you do anything, you walk in wisdom. How should I behave? Is it wise to act like this? Is it wise to talk like this? Or is it foolishness if I talk this way? Amen? It is the principal thing. The principal thing. You know, if my actions, my attitude, my behavior, my words, I'm watching it because I'm either building or I'm tearing down. I'm tearing down. So it's important. It says it preserves you. That's Proverbs 4, 5 to 9. It says preserves you. It keeps you. It promotes you. Wisdom will promote you. And it says, wisdom brings you honor. It brings you honor. The next thing it says, wisdom will bring you grace and glory on your head. Favor. Favor comes to you when you walk in wisdom. Praise God. I believe that part of the favor that we enjoy all of the time is because we are walking in wisdom. The people you walk in wisdom around them will favor you. Look at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. You know, if that was not enough, look at what it says. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. Do you have it? Say, happy is the man who does what? Who finds wisdom. So can you see something about wisdom? Wisdom is not something that is just, you know, it's not passive. He finds it. He finds it. Says he will be happy. So part of the benefit of wisdom is happiness. And the man who gains understanding. Verse 17. Verse 17 says, Her ways are ways of pleasantness. This is wisdom. He makes your life pleasant. You have a pleasant experience in life. You live a pleasant life. This is what I want for my life, a pleasant home, a pleasant family, if I'm walking in wisdom. And as I say this, no, you know, we don't all walk in wisdom all of the time, but this has to be our goal. This has to be our target. We've got to walk in wisdom. We must not act foolishly anymore. Anytime I find myself tearing down or saying things that will bring down, I stop it immediately. I wouldn't need anyone to warn me. I warn myself because I'm thinking wisdom. I'm thinking the end. I'm thinking the result. Because wisdom, as I said in that definition, it produces a good, desirable, and lasting result all of the time, all of the time. It gives you peace and it gives you life. Now let's go to that scripture that we're looking at. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4. I want to particularly focus on this as we close today. You know, our words in particular. Remember Jesus, in trying to describe wisdom, he talked about the man who built his house on a rock. And another one built his house on what? On the sand. So the man went for the easy option. You know, it takes a lot to build a foundation. See, the man is not thinking of the outcome. He just wants a house. But the other one is thinking of to build something good, something desirable, something that will last. So he put a lot more thought into it. That's why Jesus said he's a wise man. You know, it may seem simple to us, that description, because we know that people build foundations and all of that. And I remember when I was young, in those days, I'm still young, amen. And one of the things we like people building houses. Because as soon as they are putting the foundation up, they will gather everybody and cook a nice meal. Because it's a big deal for you to buy a land and you start building. So whenever they were building around my area, I was around. Whenever the food was being shared, all the kids were there, and they would serve everybody. So at the start of the foundation, they will give you food. And once the foundation is there, before they build, they do another party again. Amen. How wonderful. You know, it takes time to build a foundation. But they could have, and then many times, you know, I'm kind of walking past, I'm coming from school, I say, when are they going to finish the foundation so we can eat again? It takes so long to do it. And you know, the higher you want the building to go, the stronger the foundation has to be. The higher you want your home to be, the stronger you want your family to be, your life to be, the more you spend on the foundation, wisdom builds a house. You spend time. But the man did not build a foundation. He built it on sand. Quick fix. You know, wisdom does not hurry. Wisdom is never in a hurry. This is how you know a person is. Anytime you see somebody who wants to do everything at the same time, is not wise. Oh, you say, Pastor, but I know how to do everything at the same time. You are lying. Amen. Something will suffer if you try to do too many things at the same time. Hallelujah. The Bible says line upon line, precept upon precept. That's how you do things. How about planting a seed? When you plant a seed, what happens when you plant a seed? It first goes down, isn't it? And then, you know, the farmer doesn't wake up the next morning and say, where's that crop that I planted? No, he doesn't. He waits. Anything that will last requires patience. Thank you, Jesus. So wisdom builds. And so the foundation stays there. And then when they finish the foundation, they celebrate before they start putting their house up. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:29. Let's go there. Say, do not let unwholesome, foul, profane, worthless, vulgar words ever do what? Come out of your mouth. Let's breathe in. Breathe out. Is this the Bible? Now, if the Bible, I would say, if the Word of God says don't do something, it means if you do it, it has consequences. Otherwise, it would be empty for God to say, don't do it. If it mattered, it doesn't matter at all. He wouldn't ask us not to do it. So he says, do not let unwholesome. Many people come and say, I don't know what happened to my life, what happened to my family, what happened to my son, what happened to my daughter, what happened. I'm not saying that is all of it, but everything, it has to do with your actions, your words. You know, one of the reasons, ways where I can ensure that my children love God is that I love God. That they see me all their lives loving God. That they see me serving God. That they see me passionate about the things of God. You know, I've really never sat down with the children particularly and say, oh, this. No. I just do it. And they see it and they copy. You know, that's how life is. That's why the Bible says, do not copy the behavior of this world. Don't copy. Walk with wisdom. You've got to do, when you do it, people begin to respond to that. And it gives you a good outcome. Hallelujah. And I've got to watch my words. I can't say anything in front of the children. You shouldn't say anything, even without the children being present. Amen. But at least try when the children are there. Praise God. Don't scream and shout at each other in front of the children. Guess what they would do when they have their own family? You know, the reason we are all shouting in our families is because we hate shouting and we hate screaming. You are looking at me as if I'm not. But it says, do not let unwholesome, foul, profane, worthless. And you know, this is possible. Say it is possible. If you've been used to using foul words and all of that, what you want to do tomorrow, when you get home today, what should you do? You ask God for wisdom. Wisdom thinks of the outcome, the consequences of what I'm doing and what I'm saying. You say, foul, profane, worthless, vulgar words ever come out of your mouth, but only such peace as is good for what? So you see, building. Wisdom builds. What does foolishness do? Tears down. For building, let's keep going. For building up others. So you can build people and you can bring them down. For building up others according to the need and the occasion, so that it will be a blessing to those who hear you speak. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, today we're going to go home and we'll start building with our words. We start using our words to construct and to build the home that we want to see, the life that we want to see. Amen. You can build your health with your words. I know that we've talked about speaking the word a lot. You know, Minister Pedro was talking about that last Sunday as well, weren't you? Talking about words. Words build. That's how we build. How is Jesus building the church? Words. We're hearing the word. It's important that we become wise and we think of what we are doing. The J.B. Phillips, let's see what the J.B. Phillips translates that scripture. He said, let there be no more foul language, but good words instead. Good words instead. Words suitable for the occasion, which God can use to help other people. So wisdom is always considering the outcome of what I'm doing. My behavior, my action, my words, my what? What other thing? My abilities, I'm using them to build. We will look at other aspects of wisdom, but I want to center on this one. Anytime you're saying something, you're doing something that's going to pull something down, you stop it immediately and you start building. Start changing what you're doing. Wisdom has foresight. Foolishness is short-sighted. Foolishness doesn't see beyond, doesn't see the outcome. In fact, the power of wisdom is that he's always considering what's going to happen in the future. If I do this, what will happen? If I say this, what will happen? So wisdom is important. It's the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Wisdom always talks before it acts. It doesn't act first and starts to do it later. So that's the way you can practice this, by thinking of the future, thinking of the impact of what you're doing. As a child, are you a builder? Are you helping to build your home? Are you helping to build relationship in your family? You know, we have people in families who help to build, who help to encourage people in their families. You can be that. You can start building using your words. Let's not use foul language. Let's not abuse one another. Let's not backbite each other. Amen? In school, in church, in the community, what are you known for? Are you known as a wise person? The wisdom will be known by the outcome of your life. And so, brothers and sisters, let's begin to build with our actions, with our words, with our behavior, with our attitude. And if we lack wisdom, what should we do? We should ask God. And I want us to really bow our heads right now. In any area that you need wisdom, wisdom says it will preserve you. It will promote you. I want you to begin to ask for wisdom. If there's any area in your life that is not the way it should be, if there's any area that needs to be built, even if you have heard the word today, maybe you don't know how to go about it. Say, Holy Spirit, give me wisdom. Wisdom, wisdom concerning my family. I need wisdom. I need wisdom. Concerning my job, maybe you're thinking, should I still remain in that job or shall I leave? Don't make a decision until you ask God for wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Go ahead, just ask God for wisdom. Say, Lord, I ask. The Bible says He will give you. Young people, children who are here, ask for wisdom. There are some of you who are about to make some decisions, some choices. People who are choosing subjects in schools, determining what they will do, what they will study. Ask God for wisdom. Thank you, Lord. Kira basaka tarabonde. Ikerebo shikara bababa limbro zikayaba. Concerning our church, we ask for wisdom. The direction to continue to follow, to serve you. Wisdom. In the name of Jesus, for people out there watching on the internet, you need wisdom in any area of your life concerning your health, concerning your family, concerning your career, concerning your future. Ask God for wisdom. So get wisdom is the principal thing. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord God, because we know you are the God of wisdom. Through wisdom, you established the earth. The heavens were established through your understanding. A house is built through wisdom. And Father, we thank you because as we have asked today, you have given to us liberally that we will go out from today to begin to build our homes, begin to build our lives, begin to build our futures, begin to build all the things that have crumbled around us, and we begin to build them up through the words of our mouth, through the wisdom that you give to us, that we'll become skillful in behaving right, that we'll become skillful in acting right. And our children, I'm praying for them, that they become skillful in their behavior, to behave right, to act well and act right, that they will think consequences and future and begin to use those skills, those abilities you've given to them positively to achieve good, desirable, and lasting results in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah.